busy track. I will focus a little bit more on this part, but of course you can ask everything about of course, provisioning and developing for the Office 365 groups. So don't be worried about the content. This is me. I'm software architect in my own company. We have a team of 10 people, and if you join us later on the session, which was supposed to be delivered by Dobrisha Adamets about how to develop compelling user interfaces by using Microsoft Kinect and Azure and other technologies, I will introduce you to other members of our team. We have 4 MVPs in our small company, and we are basing our development on intellectual property that we develop on several patents and other stuff. Okay, let's go to the agenda. I will first make a small overview, and just to start with, can you raise your hands who has opportunity to use Office 365 groups or Outlook groups? Oh, everybody. Okay, so this will be a very hard session, I see. Okay, so I will start with something, you know, which is not connected directly to the Office 365 groups, but do you know how old is Yoda? You know who is Yoda? Yes. The Star Wars and everything. I'm starting with this because just recently the new, you know, movie has been recorded in Dubrovnik in Croatia, and this is just, you know, like inspiration that I had. So, does anybody know how old is Yoda? He'll come back later with this, you know. But are you familiar with how old .NET? You know, the service that Microsoft provided?
Yeah.
And do you know what is the purpose of this service? What was the first purpose of the service?
Showcase for Azure Machine Learning?
Just speak up.
Showcase for Azure Machine Learning?
Showcase for Azure Machine Learning, yes. And one more thing, business intelligence, you know. Microsoft invited a number of people to, of course, try it and gather all this data. And this was something which was showcased like this. So somebody said at the first moment that it was face recognition. It was not, of course. It is used for this and it can be used for this, but actually it was for other purposes. Why use this slide? Because, you know, the world is changing and the way we did things before. I just, you know, told my colleagues that 7 years ago, when I show up with my iPad in Microsoft Redmond, I was almost, you know, like judged, you know, by all the people there, and not to say bad words about how I was welcome. Today I saw that a number of people have similar laptops like me, or iPads, or iPhones, and so on. And we had a show before that showed us that SQL Server is not now Linux, and the things is changing. So we are not doing things like we did before. So 20 years ago when I started, I was not small boys. I was only big like this, but I was younger, and the teams were working like this. There was a hierarchy. Everybody knew what is their business and what they need to do and what is the next, you know, thing. And everything moves very slowly, very, you know, securely. Mm-hmm. But today, what we have? We have more something like this on the right side, which is like information travels faster, and we need to learn and adapt, and everything is changing from the day to day. So how to use the technology to do this? We need to, you know, of course, change from the fixed workforces and siloed teams to something which is on-demand and global teams. For example, our team is 10%, core team is 10 persons, but, you know, we have more than 1,500 people that we are cooperating all over the world. And we are always traveling, you know, we are delivering session speeches, of course, working in the meantime, and we need some tool to help us to get organized and to be, you know, on the one goal. So today, and I would say this is not just for the younger people, students, and even the people that are more conscious about the technology, are using the technology to learn, to do the things where they are, on the time that they are, and of course, when they want to do it. So the important thing is that they need something to collaborate on and to have all this information on the one place and get the information from the same source, but also distribute this information on the different teams. And of course, there is constant need to connect to the social networks and other medias and the channels that we today are not aware of and that will develop in the future. So today we are talking about dynamic teams. We are talking about modern collaboration. We are talking about something that we need, and we are calling this like intelligent fabric. This intelligent fabric helps us to get more organized, but at the same time more flexible. Also get all the data on one place, but also allow us to distribute all over the teams, but also all over the places. And what we also need is personalized insight. Personalized insight to see and know what is happening in our own teams, but also in the teams that we are maybe members, or we are just users of these teams, or we are distributing some information to these teams. So this is where the office groups fits in. So did you, who already tried office groups, thought about the office groups in this way? Who were imagining this? You raised your hand. Can you share with us how you're using your office groups today? For which purposes main use? One of them?
File sharing. Yeah, for group.
Great. Yes. So Office 365 office groups are bringing information and people, and of course the documents and the one place within the Office 365 application, but we will see later on different devices, on different ways of collaboration and communication. And how it actually looks like. The most important part is the context and the history. Of course, we had already these services, but a number of customers asked me, we cannot, get around Office 365, especially on the websites and OneDrive, and then we have emails, and we have calendar, and we have then other things, and also they wanted something for like lightweight planning. Did you have opportunity to, use Planner, Office Planner? Somebody? One? Two? Okay. Now Office Planner is a so-called preview phase, and it's a part of the Office 365 groups. And it allows, I will show you later, the example how it's used and integrated within the Office 365 groups. But also there is another, integration. Did anybody use groups, Office 365 groups within Dynamics CRM Online? Did anybody use one? No? Okay, so within the Office 365 groups, we have a planner, which when you attach a file or link a file, you link actually to the OneDrive, which is a part of the Office 365 groups. I will show this in a demo. Why I'm talking about this? The thing is that we have all these services around, but the problem was to find the information. The problem is to put it in the context and to, watch and learn what is the history of this information. And this is where Office 365 groups fit in. So how it actually looks like when we talk about Office 365 groups, it's actually integrated with Azure Active Directory. And of course, with the services like Outlook, Online, OneDrive, OneNote, Calendar, Skype for Business, Dynamics CRM, Delve, you can actually find information using Delve that is hidden, I would say, not hidden, but revealing from the Office 365 groups, Yammer and other, as I mentioned, Planner. So how it looks like? I will show you on a demo account that I have. Here is Outlook. Do you see it in the back rows? Is it okay? So, if you already use it, you use it, or obviously, we have groups within all the items within the Outlook here. We have, of course, our inbox drafts and so on and so on, but also we have groups here. What is interesting is that these groups can be actually be discovered using the here the address book. So if I have, of course, a good internet connection here, I can find it within the address group. I can open this, and if I would not be the member or the owner in this case of this group, I would actually add myself within this group if I am allowed. This is private group, so nobody else can, you know, join. So one quiz question for you that use the Office 365 groups. Can I add some member to the group which is not part of my organization? So he has not account within my organization.
No?
Yeah. No? Who is for no? And who is for yes? Nobody. So you don't have any cases where you need to add somebody from outside of your organization to join your team. For example, you're organizing an event like this, and probably a lot of people that are from different, you know, companies or freelancers and Microsoft. No, so nobody has this need. You have a SharePoint, then you need to bypass everything. Okay, of course the right answer is no, but there is a user voice. You are familiar with the user voice feedback for the Office 365 groups. If you miss this functionality, like I think 655 people until now is missing, so you can vote for this, you know, feature to add to the Office 365 groups. Because as you said, we can share it through the website, SharePoint, or OneDrive, personal OneDrive, but it does not make sense if we need to do it to these groups. So vote for this feature and probably it will be soon available. So this is how we can access this through the user interface of Outlook. As you can see, there are several members here, and what we can actually do now, and I will do with my additional team member that I a little bit cheat now, and I add my colleague Bakhruddin to my groups, and you can see that Gabriela Vratovic is another, you know, team member, cannot join us because she is not online, of course she is actually in different time zone. But I hope that Bakhruddin will join us soon, and he's actually sitting here in the first row. This is how actually I can contextually initiate communication without leaving actually the, you know, the Office 360 groups. So I don't need to add each of these. Okay, I will do it now again. So probably I will be better. Okay, again here, and start conversation here. Maybe Kruden is here, so should be online soon. So what is the actual purpose of this? You can initiate either text message, voice, video conference with all team members of the group. Doesn't have to be, you know, the new session or scheduled session. It can be ad hoc, and then there is waving. Yes, great. So this is something, and what is another great thing? What you are usually doing when you initiate Skype for Business session, what you use for, you use a piece of paper to write down the things, or what you're using? Come on guys, your MVPs.
Presentations.
What?
Skype for Business, I usually do presentations, I present some files.
Okay, but how you put notes, very good notes from the meeting?
One note.
Yeah. So, how you do it?
SharePoint. Yeah.
So, you actually share notes, yes? And then you can actually choose from these, you know, there is a several notebooks here that I can use from, but also I can use the OneNote that is actually within this concrete. I will just try to find it.
Yes.
And this is one here, which is actually part of this group. So within the groups we have, of course, conversation, calendar, OneDrive and OneNote and Planner, which we are not seeing currently now, but we'll see later on when I, you know, log into my production account. So I have here participants. Usually you put down, you know, participants that are there, and of course you are doing this as usual. So it's not something that is different than you usually do. So how we actually run this? Probably you know now by now that you can yourself add a new group, you can choose from the public and private. And one quiz question again. Can you change this type of the group from public to private or private to public after you create the group?
No.
So hope, don't break my So just raise yes, the question was yes, that's right. So raise your question if it's, the answer is yes. No. So and the, all rest or the rest are just what? Undecided or
maybe.
So another question. What happens if I accidentally delete the group? Can I, you know, can I bring it back? So. Raise your question if it's, the answer is yes. No. So would you like this feature?
Of course.
Okay, vote on user voice. Again. So this is how we are managing these user groups, or sorry not user groups, but Office 365 groups from the Outlook. But what happens if you want to change something? You can see if I go here, I can see my membership, of course, and I can subscribe, join, or whatever. I can edit because I'm the owner of the group. I can promote somebody to be administrator of the group. So if I'm away, maybe my colleague Gabi can, you know, change something, or Bahrudin. And of course, I can do this by, you know, pressing here, make an admin, and here. And also I can change this language for the group. This was from Croatian, I will change for English, of course, so everybody can understand here. Okay, so this is what we are actually doing, updating the group. Also, we can go to the calendar, and the interesting thing is that this calendar is calendar of the group. So my calendar is, it's, you know, the calendar, the which PA is the name of the group calendar. So if I put something here, I actually can, you know, share with everybody within the group, but not clutter, not jam their calendar. This is a very good thing for the, you know, things like this. But there's another feature that is coming, and it's connected with the planner. When you add a task to somebody, and you put a due date and a start date, then there will be a feature that will actually show this in a calendar of the project or the group. So something that you couldn't, you know, feel before. This is something new that is coming just up now. And another thing is, if we want to access our files here, then we can go to the OneDrive. Actually, it opens that, it doesn't open within the Outlook, but opens default browser, and it opens the files like in OneDrive. But this OneDrive is a different than OneDrive that we are used to. The first thing is, what is the main difference that is connected to the provisioning, that with the administration part? What you can say? How is different from the OneDrive that we are using, our personal OneDrive? I will give you a hint. Look at the address line. What is saying?
Mine.
So what is that now? We say SharePoint, and you said OneDrive, our personal OneDrive has
mine.
So what this means? What is the space that these office groups are sharing with OneDrive or with SharePoint? And how much, you know, space we have in a SharePoint? This is a tricky.
10 gigs plus.
We have small amount of, you know, storage compared to the OneDrive. It depends how much people you have in the organization.
Yes.
So it's not a lot. No, it's smaller.
It's
you'll see later. It's OneDrive, but it's not available all for the groups. And a new feature that is coming is that you can put a quota to the group. Because remember, who can create a group? Everyone. This is the case if you don't change the default permission and change the policy, that only the members of some group can create and change the groups. Because otherwise, you will have people creating groups, and you will have a lot of groups. There will be a problem, of course, to manage this because it was created by users, not by admins. But another quiz question: can administrator create a group? Administrator. Yes. And what administrator then do? Actually, administrator can then assign administration or ownership of the group to the some user. So this is another thing. And of course, we have OneNote, which actually opens the OneNote within, and you just need to again log in to this very short account. And of course, this cannot pass by without any error, so I'm quick. Okay, so now it's actually loading my HP notebook, which is connected to the, of course, this was in bit from the, we said in English, short notes. So I was using an iPad or another tablet and using, you know, this nice feature that actually turns my drawings to the very, very nice geometric shapes. Or I can, you know, draw something like this and share this within the meeting and so on. So this is another thing. So do you have any questions or ideas about the groups?
Every group receives some email.
Yes.
In the organization, can administrator say that some emails are not available?
Because, yes.
If I create a group admins, I will have email admins at my company.
Yes. First, the thing is that, as you said, if you want to create a group that already exists, for example, as a, not a, as a group but as identificator. You can, through the policies, which is not, you know, through the user interface, but to the PowerShell scripts, you actually can create a policy. I will show you one, you know, example of the policy. If I, of course, just need to be in English, so it can actually recognize the word in English. I will just move my colleague everything here. And please apologize about the wording, but for example, if you want to use bad words or something, you can put a policy dictionary that you cannot use the words like this. And then it will say this is not allowed wording. Or if I actually try to use something which already exists, it will say not available. And another thing is that the name of the group and the group ID or email, as you said, actually is not email, you know, it's just, you know, the identificator of the group, and it will receive notifications or messages, but you cannot send from this, you know, email. You can just receive emails to this. So you can actually change, so it can be like HP01, and you can still have the name like this. This is a little bit troubling, and of course you can change this, and there is another, you know, option, and I will show this on already created group here, that is that you actually can allow people outside of the organization to send emails to this group. They cannot, of course, read it, they cannot be a member of this group, but they can send emails to this group. But you need to check this by default, this is not checked. You know, let this here option, let people outside the organization know the group. It's a group. It's a group. Uh-huh. Okay. Great.
Okay. Thank you. How it's technically created? I mean, the email. Is it? Can you see it in the Exchange Online Administration?
Yes. As a group. Exactly. You know, when you there is a group here is an administration. You know, great thing. So I'm not talking about the business usage. Just about this. You can see this. There is a group here, and when you try to create a group, you will see that you can create now Office 365 group or security group.
Okay.
And there is also possibility to synchronize this with the Azure Active Directory, and there is a possibility if you want to have hybrid, you know, implementation with the Exchange Server 2013, of course, CU31, I think, update, that you can synchronize them with on-premise Exchange and Active Directory as well. Yeah. Okay. If you have any questions like this, just drop in and it is okay. Okay, so what actually happens if I, for example, I will be another person and I will just, you know, create an email and send to myself, MVP, okay, no. I need to write down test, and for example, I can attach a file, I will use this my presentation here, and send to myself. And what happens now, actually, I will go to the online, this online one Outlook, Outlook on the web, as it's called, and I'm just a little bit waiting to receive my, hopefully soon. After, you know, I wake up this morning, I realized that there is a lot of MVPs in the hotel even without leaving my room because the network was not responsive as it was last night. Okay, so I received an email up here, and now what I can do actually, I can, for example, send it to the group of the people, and this could be, as you remember, Rich AP. And what now, what happens now? You send email, you change something, a number of people change this document, and now I have, you know, big problem. I need to merge all the changes, and how will I solve it? How can I solve this problem?
Put it in the share places, like.
So, okay, this is good, you know, suggestion, but this user doesn't know nothing about this. What you can do, user can just reply on this, you know, email. I'll just do this like this to open in a big place and try to find where is my, just a second, reply on this, but my attachment is not showing. I'll reply on this.
Probably you didn't forward.
I forward the attachment, but it somehow. Okay. I'll try to find another attachment like this. There is a. Oh no, there was some document that my colleague was showing. No. Maybe in some previous use, of course, try to use the search. So. This is something else. Okay, I will just try again to forward this email and say test. Test 2. Okay. Again, send a message, waiting a little bit on this. Okay. Exit search. It will come very soon. So what I actually want to show you, and you probably know about this feature, but I will just show you in another light. When you receive an email like this, and it's addressed to you, what happens if you want to reply and, you know, on this email and preserve the changes? You actually, this system saves this to the OneDrive, to so-called email attachments, to your OneDrive. When you reply on the email that actually is includes a group of 365 groups, then this system actually saves this file in the OneDrive or the web storage of the group. So it's not stored at your email, you know, like email attachments, but it's actually saved in the files of the group. So anybody who is a group member can access this document. And I don't know why now, you know, it's maybe usually we are using the Word document, and sometimes it's okay, I will just use it what like this and say this is very important document, and then I'm using the regular way how the users usually do this attached like this and say this document like that. I will close this and I will receive document. The document is here. And what I now can do, I can actually download, of course, save to my OneDrive, but I'll try to actually open the document here, and it will open on the side, and then change something by editing and reply here. So you are familiar with this functionality, you know, edit reply and add something on this document, testing, and of course add something here. This is my contribution. Okay, and I can send it. So, also what we can do is open our groups here. I will try to find this group here. And here. And do this similar thing directly. So I can create a folder like MVPCE days, whatever, and put the new document here. Testing. Of course, exiting outside of the document. Putting this document here and going to the mail, create a new mail and saying okay again to Pakhrudin, just to see if it will actually recognize this one. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Murphy's Law on the desk. Okay, we need to be a little bit patient. Okay, so I can save it here like that, or I can create a new mail from this, and when I go to attach, there is a document that has been saved to our Office Groups files storage, not our OneDrive storage, that I can attach. So the concept is the same as the user created this document in their own, you know, OneDrive. But this is actually not in their own OneDrive, it's in the file section of the groups. Okay. Is there any question about this? Do you have any comments? No? Okay. Okay, just a few more slides and then I will show you the planner. Of course, I show you the conversation, you know, of course you already had it. There is a calendar that can be matched with your personal calendar. There's a people that are members within this one. And also there is a Skype opportunity and OneNote that is connected to the Office Groups. Of course, as we said, we can administrate Office 365 groups using the administration console from the, you know, web. We can go to the Exchange, you know, administration, or we can use this, you know, to join administration part. PowerShell simulates the command lets that you can actually do a lot more than through the graphical user interface. We were talking about naming policies, as you said. We can forbid of using some words or phrases or sentences. And there is also REST API, application programming interface, that you can use and develop your own line of business applications. And a lot of things that are coming. So what we are, you know, facing now is the future of the Office 365 groups. First, I will show you and probably, do you already use the mobile application on your for Office groups on your mobile phone or iPad or tablet, some Surface? So some of you are already using. I'll just show you how it looks like. So of course, I will log into my. So these are, you know, Office groups for my production, you know, installation, my company, as you can see. And you can see that there is a badge first here if there is a new, you know, messages or files, and you can easily access. For example, I am receiving about 500 useful emails per day. Of course, I don't want all these emails to just, you know, alert me when they arrive. I just want some of these emails that I choose for, you know, email notification and push notification. So actually I can turn on and turn off this, you know, within this system. And of course I can not just see the conversation, I can see the files that are connected to this, you know, on the mobile phone or on the tablet. And of course I can open the OneNote to see if there is some notes about something, you know, I have here different, you know, these things on the mobile phone, these sections. Okay, of course there is a Delve as well. Everything that is in the Office groups and is shared with you can be discovered with the Delve. You're probably familiar with this. You're using, who is using this Delve, you know, frequently? No, just one. Okay, you should use it much more. There's an Office Graph application interface, and it's very easy. You can, you know, like filter. So I can, for example, you can filter this. So I can see, for example, with my colleague Gabriela, you know, what documents we are sharing, and if I need to answer some about something, and if you remember how much emails I'm receiving. And not paying attention. 500 emails, so I cannot find it easily. Just go to Delve and filter, you know, through the emails and open some attachment that has been sent by my colleague here. Or I can see documents, you know, directly. Or I can see top, you know, documents that has been, you know, accessed by my colleagues in work. So this is very, very good thing, and it's connected with the Office groups as well. Questions? No. Yes, go ahead.
This last feature does exist in the SharePoint or something like that. How the developer can inform how these documents exist? Where?
How this on Delve?
Yeah.
On Delve, there is API as well. You are talking about the programming interface, or?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, there is a Graph API. It's called Graph API, and you know, you can actually use from the application to access this, what actually this application is using, you know, and then you can, you know, program within your application and get this information, these items, like you see here, and create some kind of line of business application you want.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. There is actually probably some of you that are developing application for the Office or developing application in general. There is an Office 365 developer account, and if you are MVP, you have, you know, like this benefit, you can use it. Also, the Microsoft partners, you know, silver and gold partners, can access this benefit through their internal user rights usage for developing applications. So, the one thing that is missing now is guest users that will also soon be available. Dynamic CRM integration with the customer relationship management is already there, and integration is nice in a team that you just don't just access, you know, your team. Usually you have in a CRM, like I would say, sales team or support team, the services or marketing team. But now you can, you know, access all the data, information, all the files that you are using in CRM. You don't have to attach to the, you know, messages that you're sending or the conversation with your members in the team. You can do it, you know, by using Office 365 groups. So Office 365 or Outlook groups are useful for different things from these different aspects. Also, it's extensible, so you can add your services with your API. Administration is, you know, through the e-discovery, legal hold, there is a data loss prevention, soft delete and restore. This is something, as I said, which you will follow. If you delete, you could not restore. And expiration of inactive groups. I think that this is in the public roadmap as well. So you can expect very soon that the administrator can, for example, put, you know, some kind of the expiration period. If nobody access the groups, the groups will be actually closed. Of course, the administrator will be notified about this, but if there is no response, nobody touches the group, you know, either conversation, files, calendar, whatever, actually groups will just be deleted. I hope that this will be done after the above soft delete and restore feature will be available, because you know how users are. You know, user will just miss the information and then ask the administrator to recover the group, and we'll be in you know, hell. Mm-hmm. Okay. Azure Active Directory Connect, I already spoke about this, connection to hybrid environment, exchange on-premise, and additional AD improvements. So, I showed this about the experience across the devices. And now I will just wanted to show something. I think that my time is up or something, or something like this. But I will just show you one thing very quickly. And this is Office Planner. And if you go to tasks, tasks.office.com, you will actually find out a page like something like this. But recently there was a call for MVPs to actually apply for this program. And this is what actually you get. This is connected to the groups. You can see this is my production. So Conference and Net is one of the, you know, groups that we have. And you saw this on my mobile phone when I listed in between the groups on the, you know, this application. And you can see, of course, this is in creation now, so you can also change the, I said this is my production now here. I cannot show this in demo because you need special invitation to join this program. This is not a preview program, but the thing is actually that the thing, you can create the task depending on each of the group, and within the group you see what is not started, what is, you know like late, like red one, what is closed, and what is, you know, within the deadline. So I can also drill down this dashboard and open all these. I'll just try to see if, no, it's also in integration. So these are cards. Like, did somebody use Trello or something like this? Trello or Wunderlist? What, Trello?
Yeah.
Trello, okay. So the Wunderlist is similar to the Trello, and it has been acquired by the Microsoft recently. And actually, it's a very good mobile application, which is now currently missing, you know, to this planner. It's a companion, something to this planner. And in the future, as Microsoft is saying in the roadmap, will be connected together. So planner and Wunderlist will be connected here together. So you can now see there is a number of cards for this category. You know, this is like system operating. This is a conference and then one of the products that we have. And what I can see now, you know, this is like all things that is finished. You see it's slashed. And there is a like mark that is finished. And also I can open another, you know, task, like test task. and send this is a deadline. Deadline is on Monday, and assigned to me. And I assign the task. And this is easy as this, but it's not all. I can open now the details. Now I can say, okay, you should start tomorrow. And this is something which will be updated by, of course, by somebody who is assigned the task. And this is a control list, like a checklist, that like I said, this is the item that you need to do first. And I can show this as a preview. And if you see, you know, in the background, this checklist is starting to show here. This is second item here. And I can have a description. This is our power task. Of course, I can change my mind, and instead of the checklist, I can put this description here as a preview. And everything that I'm doing, I can, I am recording my... And what is important, all the people that subscribe to the to receive conversation from the group will actually receive email with the status update that is will be published. This means publish in English. And also there is like, you know, these are priorities that you can put like, it's not priority number one, but it's important, but not very important. And now, and very soon, I will actually receive this email that will actually send something has changed, and this is the email that I was waiting for. So if you subscribe, if you remember on my mobile phone, I said I want to receive push notification, I want to receive emails, and then if there is a task, and I said I'm recording my activity here, and of course I can go to the task directly, open this, and see what happens. Of course I can see the task, but also I can go to the my tasks and see what are all the tasks that I have for on every group that I have. And of course I can have favorite task and so on and so on, but I think I'm out of my time. There's one question.
Maybe just a little question about it is syncable with the full project?
No, it's not intended to replace or, you know, to be connected to the full project. It's just lightweight project for lightweight project management. I know it's confusing. We have task in Outlook, we have, you know, task in SharePoint, we have project management, there is a Microsoft project online and so on. But this is strictly, there is a decision, you know, that this will not be replacement, or it will be complementary to the project for the daily operations for small lightweight project management.
Yeah, definitely. Means so. I'm only thinking about something about status of this project because resource scheduling is important in this thing. So
yes.
I mean, since with output tasks will be also.
Yes. This is one again. User voice. Go
yeah.
There. Vote. There is a top. Is among top. You know, request there.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Okay. So, I think my time is up. Do you have any other questions, maybe?
Yeah. Did you have an experience with hybrid mode? I mean, access from on-premises Exchange mailboxes?
No, not yet, because this was just recently added. If you remember recently, there was an announcement about the update to the Azure, you know, AD Connect, you know. And this was recently, you know, published, so we are planning to do the pilot project first, and then implement to the customer, of course. Okay, next question there.
What about the mobile application for Planner?
The mobile what?
Mobile application for Planner.
Application. And this is in plan as well. If you go to the user voice, one of the features was, you know, the requested, and then the Microsoft replies, planned in process of development, you know. So, okay.
User voice.
User voice. This is in dynamics. I will not bother you much. And this is how it looks like within the dynamics. Actually, you can join. There is an Office 365 groups within the user interface of dynamics. It's integrated within the forms, so you can use all this information without exiting or leaving, the CRM. Okay. So this is not for you. You're already using the Office 365 groups. Thank you very much. I hope that you, even you already use Office 365 groups, you had some new information. And if you have any more questions, I will be available, of course, today and tomorrow here, and just ask. Thank you.
Thank you.